Next case, please.
Case number 10,937, Fontana Residence Trust. This is in Bethany Village. This was the a variance from the maximum height requirement and or appealing the staff's decision to reject a certificate of compliance. You remember this case?
I'm not.
You have to
I have to Do what?
I have to
You won't be excused?
But it's right. Not permitted to participate.
Because he was a chief, or he was an inspector.
Well, he actually issued the certificate of compliance.
Right. I'm the guy.
Okay.
For the home.
Okay. Then we would like to, this is the one where the variance of the 1.22-foot variance. Now they built this and they put it back, if we understand it, in the footprint it was. But the problem is where they, when they built, they made it wider and it made it into the non-conforming, further non-conforming. That's where the problem started at, or it's got them to this position?
It's wider.
It's wider.
But not taller.
But not taller. So that's where they got into trouble, I would say, or the problem with it.
Mr. Chairman, I think what happened was the pitch was not as steep as before. There were, and perhaps you can correct me if I'm wrong, Susan, but there were some existing walls that there was like a walk area around the widow's walk.
Yeah, what is
and
it?
There was some 3-foot high walls, and I think they just raised those walls up and then built the roof so the roof didn't have the steepness and the pitch that it once did.
Oh, okay.
It was a flatter roof, so I think the area that the applicant's attorney had mentioned was the actual steepness of the roof was the height of the roof was no different than what it was before, but there's more of an area that was in the outside the 42-foot height requirement.
Okay, what was this widow's walk? I like that. I've heard that 2-3 times a day in the widow's walk.
My understanding is it's an old, it was something that women who were married to folks who handled lighthouses would actually look out and
widow's walk. Okay.
They would look out over the water.
Then also in here, there was in this 1977, I went back to where they would loud retain this roof. So this roof that they put back on, from what I'm reading, that they would put it back in the same footprint, but when they made it wider, that's where they were non-conforming them by making it wider. The height they were okay on, correct?
Susan would be better to answer that than I.
They were okay on the height, correct, Susan?
No, this is the problem.
This is the problem.
That's
why they built
that,
right?
They exceed the 42-foot max. It's 43.22-foot high.
Right.
So they are 1.22-foot over the 42-foot maximum height.
Okay.
Plus what Dean was telling me, too, you showed the picture. They went out with it now. They really got into the height of it. Right.
Yeah, but that's what I was trying to say. But going out, is this what caused the height to give them the problem?
They're already over, right?
Actually, it's already over, right? Anyway.
Per their testimony, the height never changed. They just went out wider.
Yeah, the peak,
the, pitch, right,
the peak of the roof, from their testimony, was that it has not changed.
Right.
So that same crown on the roof is the same as what it was before.
Okay.
But what happened was the posts that they were using basically got moved out.
Right.
The distance
so
wider, okay.
What happened was that pitch on the roof went from something very steep to something that was a little more gently sloping. And what happened was in doing that, you had more of an area that was in the non-conforming area.
Okay.
It's not the same footprint.
No, but that answers the question. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the variance then is the minimum then, and the addition is wider. Okay. Got it.
And at the time, they disagreed with Dean, and so we had to involve Rick at the time, and Rick agreed.
Okay.
That it's larger than what was existing, so they had to come.
Like Dean was saying, like you had a 2-foot area that was over the pitch. Now, when he spread it out to that whole length, you got a 10-foot area now over that.
There's more of a square footage.
Square footage. That's what we're going to look at now.
Okay.
So I'd like, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I'm making a motion to table this case till John gets back.
I'll second that. I'd like some more time to consider it. And one question also. In 1994, it was approved. It was you issued a CO. So, mm-hmm. Was there a variance issued for it then?
No.
It was just that the CO.
It was approved.
Okay.
So it never got picked up. But what made it get picked up now? Because when it
survey. Dean. Dean felt it. Well, because it was a larger structure than what existed, so he had to. He requested a survey.
Okay. Thank you for that, Susan. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,937 to our next regular meeting at 3/5/12. All those in favor of the motion, then Mr. Workman?
Aye.
For the reason?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Callaway? Aye. So by a vote of 3-0, we're going to table case number 10,937 until our next regular meeting. Okay, next case, please.
This would be case number 10,939.